G Sport Report. 4 and 20. We've been there for it all. Australia's original fan food.
Yeah, in a dramatic contest last night against the Titans and the Tigers, the Titans' 28 points to 12 victory was totally overshadowed by Tigers and New South Wales hooker Appy Coruscell suffering a broken jaw attempting to tackle Tino Fasuamalawi. This is what Tino had to say in the press conference after the game.
Yeah, this is a contact sport, mate. I'm running as hard as I can, and he's obviously getting up fast to try to stop me, and I guess it's just came off second best, but I'm hoping he's all right, and I'm hoping I'm all right too. I've been running like that since I've come into the NRL, since the start, and you know, obviously there's been a couple of times where the players put their head in the wrong position and it's come off second best, but like I said, I'm just going out there to run as hard as I can, and that's my aim for the team, to get quotables, and I think it was similar to the other week. It's just the media making me more worried than anything, just sort of building it up, and yeah, I'm hoping I get selected first, and if I am, I'm hoping I'm in the team.
Yeah, look, for the record, I haven't got an issue with Tino's running action. It's the second time, as he said, in a matter of weeks that we've seen this happen. Reed Marnie, the other player to feel Tino's wrath. But unfortunately for New South Wales, you can't be suspended for running vigorously. And as Tino said, he's been doing it ever since he came into grade. His elbows never turn east to west, which is probably in his favour. He would have had a problem if they did. His forearms remain north to south, acting as a bumper bar. You know, forwards and backs have been running this way since footy started. It's just at 6'5" and 115 kilos, Tino's impact, if not defended properly, can prove catastrophic. What now for New South Wales? Well, Damien Cook will come in at number 9, and I think either Robson or McGuinness will be the number 14 for New South Wales. Tonight's games, it's all about Jared Croker in Canberra. He becomes just the 19th player in NRL history to play 300 NRL games at one club. The Raiders take on the Warriors at 6 p.m. Raiders are flying high, having won 7 of their past 8 games in the competition. I'm leaning towards a Raiders victory on the back of Jared Croker. And at 8 p.m, old sparring partners Anthony Seibold and Wayne Bennett face off at Brookvale Oval. Bennett actually has a 5-1 record against Anthony Seibold coach teams. Tommy Trbojevic will play for Manly despite concussion concerns, and the Dolphins are decimated with injury and suspensions. You've got to think that Manly will win this game. More sport later on in the show with Dr. Riccio.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This has got it all.
Yeah, it has got it all. This game has got it all. And last night's game had it all, as this next guest has got it all as well. Dr. David Riccio from News Limited. Doctor, the Blues, well, they can't take a trick with hooker Appy Coruscell suffering a fractured jaw last night. It's a major, major blow for both New South Wales and the Tigers. What has been the reaction from the Blues, and what will the Blues do now as far as their number 9 goes, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, MG and Kat. Yeah, look, it's obviously a significant blow. Freddie Fittler and Greg Alexander, the Blues advisor, they just shook their head last night in disbelief because, once again, now they've already lost their halfback. They're starting halfback in Nathan Cleary. Now they're starting hooker in Appy Coruscell. Guys, he's gone for at least 6 weeks. At least 6 weeks, Coruscell. It's a huge blow for the Blues. Obviously, the Tigers as well. It was broken in two places. Now, the fallout will be today whether Tino Fasuamalawi, the Titans front row, will be charged by the NRL Match Review Committee. Now, we know Big Tino also plays for Queensland, so there could be repercussions for the Maroons. But as far as the Blues are concerned, surely it's Damien Cook, MG. Surely Cookie is the man that steps up in to fill this void for Coruscell. He went so close ahead of Origin 1. He's an 80-minute player, MG. He plays 80 minutes. Cookie seems the perfect fit and really only needs to, hopefully, fingers crossed, MG, gets through healthy. South Sydney plays St George Illawarra on Saturday.
Yeah, look, just quickly for the record, I don't think there's anything wrong with Tino's running action. His elbows never went east to west. If they did, he's a drama. They always remain north to south. You can't be penalised in our game for running vigorously. And I think with Cookie at number 9, and I think Nico Hines will be number 7, I think they might bring in someone like a Robson or a McGuinness for number 14. But that's for the boys to work out. You mentioned South Sydney, Doctor. What about the rest of the South Sydney big guns who are also under injury clouds for New South Wales? Latrell, Cam Murray, and halves contender Cody Walker. Will they be fit for selection, my man?
Yeah. Again, this is concerning for the Blues. Like, it's a big 48 hours over the course of this weekend. And certainly South Sydney, they hold a lot of weight as far as the Blues are concerned. Latrell Mitchell, firstly. Let's just say this. South Sydney trained today, MG. They have their final captain's run before tomorrow's game. Now, Latrell, I don't think he'll take any part in this training session today. And really, I think he'll be given up until about Monday to test this calf injury. Now, that's a big call as well. Do they take Latrell Mitchell in, having only had one run, potentially on Monday? That's the earliest I'm hearing he'll be able to get up and gallop on this calf problem. Cameron Murray, it's a groin strain. Now, if I was measuring the two, I'd put Cameron Murray just in front of Latrell, but still, he still hasn't trained with any vigour. Then Cody Walker. Today's the day for Cody Walker as far as to see if he can play tomorrow. He's got a quad problem. And again, he's in serious doubt. So three big names, big concerns for the Blues, but also South Sydney, MG.
Yeah, you're not wrong, buddy. It's worrying times. Maybe Queensland might start favourite for once. Who knows?
Never.
Finally, Doctor, what about the other mob? Can you tell us who might replace Jai Arrow and Tom Gilbert in the Queensland side, buddy?
Yeah, both Jai Arrow and Tom Gilbert were pretty strong in game one, getting the job done for Queensland. But they're both out of game two due to injury. And it's going to be interesting. What I will say, MG, is let's keep your eyes on the TV tonight down in Canberra, because the big red Corey Horsburgh is firming by the minute to get his Queensland Origin debut. And what a cult figure he would be. All my mail suggests that Horsburgh only needs a strong 80 minutes tonight, and he could be in that Queensland Origin side. And then the other one to replace either Jai Arrow or Tom Gilbert is Jeremiah Nanai from the North Queensland Cowboys. He came back strongly last week, and that's my mail. Horsburgh and Nanai lead the race to be included in that Queensland side, MG.
Well, round 15, it's a dead set selection origin tryout for all these guys, the contenders. We can't wait to watch it, Doctor, as always. We thank you for your time, my man. Have a fantastic long weekend.
Thanks, guys. Go well.